two unrelated events altered Lynette Richie's lifestyle and led her into the world of powerlifting and to Las Vegas this past weekend, where she competed in her first International Powerlifting Association World Meet. WGLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth caught up with her before her workout at the gym. Richie says a business trip to Bloomington 7 years ago was the catalyst for her change.
I had come out here for a meeting, and I was millimeters from having to ask for a seatbelt extender in the airplane seat. And I had tried everything before that to lose weight. I mean, you name it, every fad, exercise. And I just said, no, I'm done. This is ridiculous. I am not going to ask for that seatbelt extender.
You're kind of shamed into it then.
I just didn't want one. I just didn't want to be that person that needed it. And I knew it wasn't healthy. And I was tired. I mean, I'd been going to the gym by then probably 6 years and not getting much results. But the real thing that was the kicker and the big change for me, two things happened. There was the seatbelt incident that said, okay, I got to find something. Then my grandma, I was taking care of all of her finances, helping her with houses, getting into assisted living, and I spent a lot of time with her. And when I would go to meals with her and her friends, one, nobody talked about what they did. And for me, everything had been revolving around my career, around my daughter. And none of that really mattered. It was what they did and what their life experiences were. And many of them had massive regrets for not doing the things that they wanted to try. So one thing is, I didn't want regrets. Then the second thing happened to me. My then trainer, 3 years ago, Christy Vaccaro, left and was moving. So she was nice enough to help me find a new trainer, and she took me to meet my trainer. When I went to meet with Zach to see if he, you know, was a fit for us, Tim and I were going to continue training together, another coach was having a very direct conversation with one of his clients who was grousing about not having results. You didn't do the work. You're not eating the way I told you. You don't get to complain about it. And if you don't like it, then leave, because we don't have bad attitudes here. And it scared the bejeebies out of me. And that was a massive turning point, because I said to myself at that very moment, what if I never make another excuse? What if I don't make reasons? What if I just do what I'm asked every single day, eat what I'm supposed to eat, and be done with this? And now you see the results. I quit making excuses. If Zach writes it down, which he programs out for me all my week, it's exactly what I do. And I don't miss any part of it, because I'm afraid everything is building blocks for me. There's a strength period, there's a peak period, and I'm always afraid that if I don't do a piece of it, I won't be prepared for something that's maybe 2 or 3 weeks down the road. So I don't skip, and I don't allow myself excuses. I'm too tired. It's raining. I got all these other things. I just said, what if I never make an excuse? Well, here's what happened.
How'd you get started in powerlifting?
I got promoted into leadership, and I was getting heavy and not exercising, and my husband got me into exercise probably about 10 years ago. And I kind of got on a quest about find what you love, and so you could be engaged and enjoy your work. And it worked. I ended up changing roles to a role that I absolutely adore and have been doing since 2010. And when we moved here, we were looking for a new trainer about 5 years ago, and we found Christy Vaccaro at that time and started working with her. And I had always enjoyed the lifting part of exercise. I always hated the cardio, but I was overweight. I was about 48% body fat. I did mini triathlons, I did 5Ks, anything I could do to get the weight off, and nothing would do it, and I hated it, it was drudgery. And I met a friend named Sandy, who was 70 and powerlifting, and I thought, I could try that. So about 3 years ago in August, last August, was my first powerlifting meet, and I was hooked. And so it's kind of like the work thing, find something you enjoy that'll bring you back every single day to do the work. And that's what did it for me, was just the competitive lifting and trying to beat myself in my own lifts.
Andy, a big influence on you?
she was. I mean, she was 70, and she just had the courage to do it. And I thought, what the heck? If she can do it, geez, I can do it. I'm only, well, I was 49 at the time, and kind of looked at the numbers and said, I think what I'll do is just aim to start when I'm 50, because the class, age class is 50 to 54. And I thought, well, that'll be a good entry.
How depressing was it, though, when you do all these triathlons and so on and so forth and still not losing the weight?
The thing is, you can never out-exercise a bad diet. And I hadn't figured out the eating part. And now I meal prep every Sunday for the whole week.
What would that diet be like?
Me? I eat about 200 grams of protein every day, 200 plus grams of carbs, somewhere around 80 grams of fat, and I move it around depending upon what the day entails. So that's usually about 5 meals a day. I eat a few eggs in the morning, maybe a granola bar or a piece of toast, and then I eat chicken and broccoli and rice, sweet potato or something about 11. 3 o'clock, I eat again. More chicken or ground turkey. When you get sick of it, you just change up the seasonings you put in it. More vegetables, more carb, a protein shake at about 5, and then dinner, more chicken, more vegetables. But the thing is that once I found something I was so into, changing the diet to meet it wasn't a big deal, and it became more about performance than what I look like. So my body fat's changed from about 48% down to around 30%, but yet I still wear a similar size, but my mass is just solid. So I eat somewhere between 2,600 and 3,000 calories a day.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Brian Bloodworth, and I'm talking with Lynette Ritchie. Lynette, what got you hooked on powerlifting?
Just beating myself, just heavy plates, heavy, just doing it. I don't know why I liked it. The competitive part, probably. I always just wanted to see if I could lift more, maybe more than the person next to me. My husband, we've been married 34 years, and he's the one that got me into going to the gym at first. And I just liked the lifting part more than any other part.
So you became addicted?
Well, I don't know if addicted, but I go 6 days a week, but I only lift 5, but I'll probably cut that back maybe to 4 after this Worlds is over while I prep for my next one, which is Texas.
How often do you compete? How often are these meets?
3 times a year max. Because it takes a long time to get ready to really build even more strength than you had last time.
Where are you at as far as max or weights now?
My best squat ever in a gym is 385. On a platform, 365. My goal that I set, and I always set really big goals for myself, my goal is 400. So that's what I'm trying to hit at Worlds. My best ever is 230, and my deadlift best ever is 450, I think. 480, somewhere in there, in a gym, but it doesn't count until you're on the platform. My best on the platform, I think, is 446, 450, something like that. So my goal I've set for myself is 500. I'm not positive I'd make it this time, but there's more after this one.
What's a competition encompass?
You do 3 lifts. You'll do your squat, your bench, and your deadlift, and you get 3 attempts at each. And so you have to follow the rules, and you have to, for your squat, you've got to break parallel. And for your bench, you've got to get the weight up over your body, hold it, and then, rack it. And deadlift, you got to pick up the weight and lock everything out. And at Nationals, it was really scary for me because I was so nervous. The first 2 of the squat, I blew, which means if I missed the next one, I was DQ'd out. So it was really important to catch that.
A little pressure on yourself?
Yeah, too much. I can't do that again.
Did you have to, win Nationals to go to the Worlds? Did you qualify?
You have to have a certain weight class to get into Nationals and get into Worlds. So right now, if I remember right, I'm at the top, which is International Elite. You only had to be Masters, but I just keep lifting, and I just keep getting stronger.
And this is just first, is this your first Worlds?
Yep, first Worlds. That was my second Nationals. This is my first Worlds.
And you've won some Nationals?
Yeah, I have 4 world records right now, and national records, and state records.
So obviously your goal is to, like you say, improve your lifts, but obviously you want to win.
I want to win. But I not only, I'm 52. I entered not only the Masters, but I entered the Opens. So in the Opens at Nationals, I got number two, which in my weight class, that meant all the women who were younger than me, and then their 20s was who I was competing against. One of my challenges is being a super heavyweight. Everybody who's over 198 pounds, and I weigh 240 pounds, is in the same class. So there have been times where I've competed with women who outweigh me by 60 to 100 pounds. And it's really hard to keep up with them because weight can move more mass. That's part of why I can move so much. So I have this grand idea that over the next 2 years, I'd like to drop into the 198 weight class, which is pretty extreme considering my height. I'm just shy of 6 foot. But when you think about trying to leave records that are really hard to beat, for some of these young women coming up behind me that outweigh me so substantially, it won't be hard for them to wipe out my records. But if I can get into the 198 weight class, it'll be much harder. You'll have to work for it.
Lynette Ritchie set her personal record over the weekend at the World Meet in Las Vegas. She spoke with GLT correspondent Brian Bloodworth. You're listening to Sound Ideas.